Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Welcome back. It is our second ever Puffcast. We are coming to you this week from the Fitzroy Gardens.
Yes. Mm.
Oh, it's great.
You have to excuse the slight echo in the cubicle.
Yeah. And I might be popping in and out.
Yes.
And also maybe leaving and then coming back again.
Oh.
Yay.
It'll be just like when we go to circuit together as a group and... Toby and I are sitting there going, well, what should we do with his bag? He's been gone for half an hour.
And I'm upstairs going, what shall I do with my bag?
This is Talking Puffy. I'm the fabulous Adam Richard. We have the outrageous Scott Brennan.
I'm outrageous.
And the punctual Toby Sullivan,
I'm
as
so
always.
Sorry I'm late.
You're going to do that joke every week.
Every goddamn week. Talking Puffy is about one thing, and that's not new material. That's it.
Well, speaking of not new material, it's time for the Talking Puffy update.
And now to Talking Puffy headlines around the country. In Sydney, gay researchers claim to have found proof positive that the western suburbs exist. However, powerful Parramatta deniers in the gay community dispute the results, claiming researchers have mistaken their observations for a new back room at the Mars Bar in Adelaide.
Meanwhile, in Adelaide, two gay men have gone on a date and discovered absolutely 100% totally no mutual acquaintances or ex-boyfriends between them.
God.
It appears their social circles have never, ever intertwined.
Oh.
Authorities have quarantined the couple in isolation for further observation at Adelaide Zoo with the pandas.
To Perth, where despite local claims that a kebab shop that has replaced the tasty cheese in its Greek salad with actual feta means that the city is really coming on, it's still not Melbourne's asshole. And in Hobart, some cunt of a taxi driver wouldn't take my fare because I was wearing a Mariah Carey t-shirt.
That is a true story.
Happened.
Absolutely.
That is the Talking Puffy update.
What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Puffcast.
Now, every week here at Talking Puffy, I say week like we're putting it out weekly.
Yeah.
We're so organised.
Exactly.
But every podcast, we introduce you to another letter from the gay to Z.
Yes.
This week we're up to B for beats, which is why we are here in the Fitzroy Gardens.
That's right. Major beat here at the Fitzroy
Gardens. Major beat, especially at nighttime. Daytime, not so much.
Mm. Now, of course, if people are listening and they're not familiar with the beat, we should probably explain concept of
Yes. If you're listening from overseas, in the UK, they're called a cottage.
Mm-hmm.
And which
in
is the so US, polite, isn't it?
It is.
Cottage.
In the US, cottage. It's a tea room.
Oh.
Isn't
and I don't
lovely?
Think there's probably a lot of drinking, but not much tea.
I've seen people in the shape of a tea, but that's
Maybe a lot of tea bagging.
But yeah, basically it's where gay men go, where they can have anonymous sex in the bushes or the toilets in the park.
Yeah, I know a lot of people think that, you know, gay men all meet each other at Virgin Cabin Crew training, but it's too small a pool.
Yeah.
We need to broaden our horizons.
You know.
So sometimes, you know, it's a healthy fresh air.
Yeah. it's the place that, you know, dad goes to when he takes the dog on a long walk after tea. You know?
And he comes home and he doesn't seem that out of breath.
No.
Yeah.
The dog, that is.
That
Dad is
yeah.
panting.
Dad just,
That's a beat.
Yeah.
That is a beat.
Yes.
That is a beat. It's a public place where gay men can go for anonymous sex.
Should I head into the beat here at the Fitzroy Gardens and just...
Why not?
Just go and see
just
who's in the cubicle.
Go and see who's around.
All right. I'll just go for a bit of a wander into these trees here.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This beat's going off. Oh, my God. You'll never guess who's here.
Who?
Who's there?
I'm Tony Abbott.
Oh my God. Shit, Tony Abbott, I didn't know you were gay.
I've always tried to be that way.
Oh, right. Actually, now that I think about it, it kind of makes sense when I think about how much you get around in those Speedos.
There is no doubt.
Oh. Not anymore.
No, not anymore. Hey, Tony, are there heaps of other gay Liberal Party members?
Mostly it's a passing phase.
Oh, right. Well, while we're here, do you want to, I don't know, do you want to go down on me?
If you like.
Yeah. All right, go on then. Go on.
Oh,
yeah. That is the worst blowjob I've ever had.
I hope as I get older, I become better at it.
Oh, so do I. You are creepy, Tony Abbott. I'm getting out of here.
I'm Tony Abbott.
All right, okay, all right.
Oh, Scott, I heard that sounded terrible.
That was a disaster.
It's really distressing. Well, it does explain his ears, though.
Yeah.
They probably started way back in his head.
Yeah. And he was wearing Speedos too, but he was wearing three pairs. That was really weird.
He was triple bagging.
Yeah.
Triple bagging Tony.
It's like Fort Knox in there. Now, I want to talk about some of our experiences out at places, you know, like that. I went to...
It's a big part of gay life.
It is.
You know, the weird thing is there's no rule book. No one explains to you what things are, what things mean.
No, you just figure it out, don't you?
It's a bit like driving a manual. Feel it and move the stick around until you get somewhere.
Yeah, so you get your clutch caught once or twice. Yeah. Grind the gears a little bit
too
much.
I've done a bit of bunny hopping, I can tell you now.
I've stalled a lot.
There should be like a little, you know, where did I come from booklet.
Yeah.
You know, where should I go to?
Or like a burgeoning faggots.
Where did I come? Maybe.
You should be able to get like a certificate for in beat sex.
A diploma.
I'm sure William Anglis could sort something out. I'd happily take someone on work experience.
Well, a case in point, we were all booked for a gig at a place called Gasworks.
A very well-respected Melbourne arts centre. Amazingly well-respected.
And Alex, who booked us for this gig, we bumped into on my birthday at the front of...
That's correct.
We're at the circuit in the street. Yes. It was a nice night. Everyone was happy. It was balmy.
Fun. Yes, it was balmy. Lovely.
And Alex said, oh, yeah, Adam and I have met before. We've teabagged together. And I thought, well...
It's not really something you come out and say.
No! And he's not really my type.
Right about now, I'm hoping that teabags is the name of your mixed netball team. Don't tell me something I don't want to know.
Well, teabagging, you know, is generally... That's a polite way of putting it.
Well, it's
dipping your nutsack on some dude's head.
Yeah.
Tea is for testicles and dropping them into someone's mouth as if that's the cup of hot water.
Yeah.
Whereas Alex was under the impression that teabagging was because...
misunderstood.
We were both in the same spa together. Not actually interacting with one another. Right. There were several other people in there.
You were both bags in hot water. Is
yeah,
that what
basically, he thought that's what teabagging was.
That's like a Contiki tour. That's not teabagging.
There is nothing interactive. Like, I was way over the... I mean, I may have fallen on him because I always fall head first into the spa.
Yes.
It's slippery and I've got no clothes on.
Why would you have a special name for that? Why would you say we've shared a spa?
We were in the same
spa.
Why
would you have a special... Why is sharing a spa so scandalous? You need a euphemism for it.
You know? If you're in the sauna together, it's like we've baked fish. Or what is that like...
It's like, you know, Alex and I have shared the moly. What? We went to a barbecue together once. I understand. That's right.
Okay, yeah.
Alex, he's going to get into some awkward social situations in his life.
Well, see, this is what I mean. He's, you know, he's a young guy. He's obviously not been brought up with all the lingo.
You need like a pocket guide, like a little laminated card. You can
you need
whip out.
The gay to Z.
You need the gay to Z.
You know what you need? Like a rough guide.
Yeah. A rough trade guide.
Yes.
Sort of like a lonely planet.
Yeah. So that's why we're
that planet
here.
Would be Uranus.
Yay!
Like it wasn't going to happen.
Oh,
like
on.
I wasn't going to do it.
If only we'd seen that coming, Toby. If only.
So that's why we're here at Talking Poofy, basically to set you on the straight, the bent and narrow. Not so narrow if you're lucky.
No.
But let's talk to the real expert.
Yes.
The real expert. Yes, we do have an expert. Let's put in a call to Wes Snelling. Mm. He likes a beat.
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
Your chin has ball rests.
Poofcast. Our very special guest, Wes Snelling, a.k.a. sometimes Tina Del Twist, or I'm sure... Are you Tina's manager, Wes? Is that how things work?
Yes, but I'm also her nephew.
That makes it sound weirdly incestuous.
Yeah.
It is. It's a very big family business.
Yeah. Now, we want to talk to you, Wes. We have been talking about disasters in saunas and other sex on premises place. We are broadcasting this podcast from the Fitzroy Gardens. It's our beat special. And we know you've had a couple of bizarre incidents.
Or people close to you, maybe your cousins.
Someone you know.
Friend of a friend story.
Someone I know. I've got this friend called Liz. Yeah. Who's had a few moments in...
I think he knows my friend Bobby, actually.
Their friends were Bot. As well.
That's your actual name.
That's a description.
That was my nickname in high school.
Bot is a description.
Bot.
So, Wes, can you talk us through Les? What about the time that Les wrote his name down wrong on a piece of paper and then had a little nine eyes at Club 80? Talk us through that one.
Oh no! Well, that was just there was a period of time. I mean, I want to start preface this by saying
it's fine. We'll edit it out. So preface it.
Preface it however you like.
But I don't. I'm not into Peeps anymore. It was a period of my life.
Oh, we all went through.
I don't support them. You know, I finished.
You've stopped subscribing then.
You don't support them anymore. Yeah. You were supporting them for quite some time. In fact, sometimes you're the only one there.
Yes. Well, it's hard when you start your own. You've got to let people know.
Yes, no, I stopped my addiction to them at about 11 a.m. this morning. there was a period of time where I was going quite a bit, and I would go out and I'd have a few drinks, and then I would go, and then
we've all been there. Yeah. You're having a good time.
No, totally.
I've actually just come from there. So
you're enjoying yourself. You just think to yourself, you know, I feel like blowing someone on a footpath.
Yeah. See, I always have the, I don't know if you have this, Wes, the quandary where you get to the end of the night and you're like, do I want sauna or souvlaki?
Do I want food or fuck?
Yeah. Which one do I go to?
Generally, if I'm out with you, Adam, it ends up with souvlaki.
Yeah. It often ends with us at McDonald's crying into a Big Mac.
There is that.
No more gin.
No, but there was, this period of time I would go, it became a bit of a ritual, and I'd end up paying my, you know, $20 to get into a sex on-site venue.
Mm-hmm.
And then go in and think, well, I want to be anonymous because I am Wes Snelling. Yes. So I write down Les Snelling.
Les Snelling.
And then on more than one occasion.
Les Snelling sounds like a character from Sea Change or something.
I thought it was someone from Dickens.
On more than one occasion, I would wake up to fluorescent lights and a man cleaning around me and over the loudspeaker, Les, it's time to wake up, Les.
Imagine that. Imagine going to Club 80 and falling asleep and waking up under fluoro lights. You think, I've died.
Oh, my God.
I've fucked myself to death.
Oh, God.
I've woken up in heaven.
I've died and gone to Kmart.
No, I think I started treating it like accommodation.
Right.
Well, you do live, let's just point out, way down the Mornington Peninsula.
Mm. Well, I do now, yes. And it also, but it is quite cheap. It's cheaper than a hostel.
Well, I heard
a
story.
And you might get a hand job.
Yeah.
I heard a story one time about...
as clean, actually.
In New York in the 70s, there was a big like East Side sauna or something like that. And I heard a story about someone who lived there for 3 months.
Wow.
Someone who came to town. It was like $8 a night or something.
Well, I can see why. You know, they clean up every morning.
You get Bette Midler for free.
That's right, yeah. You get all the tissues you can eat.
Like a supermodel.
Yeah.
Seriously, they should put that in the Lonely Planet.
Yeah. You know? Except they really need to fix up the minibar, but it's because it's just condoms and lube. In the Where's the coffee?
Oh, bless.
Now, I'll tell you what I hate about saunas and sex on-site venues.
Mm-hmm.
Enough of the chit-chat, people.
All right.
I hate it when you're there and then there's someone there who won't shut up.
Oh, yes.
The talking.
The talking.
You know, you're walking around. Everyone's got a very clear mission ahead of them.
And there's a lot of, yeah.
Then you turn a corner and all you can hear is, oh, Matthew, I haven't seen you in ages. How is Canada?
Oh, God.
Are you you still doing the kitchen? How are the tiles? Not appropriate. It's not appropriate.
Also mixed with a bit of a soundtrack of, oh,
just in the background.
You like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got this fabulous T-shirt at Save, as if I was wearing it. You could see it.
Now, have any of you, being the media celebrities that all of you are, had that hideous experience where you've gone, oh, this guy looks like a beanbag with a goatee, but fuck it, he's all, the only one here. And at the end of it, you've gone, oh, so anyway, what's your name? And they'll say, you know, Frank or whatever.
Adam Richard.
And then, and then I'll say, I'm, and they go, yeah, I know who you are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Have you had that awkward experience?
Yes. I've actually had someone, oh, here we go. I've actually I was actually at a sauna in Sydney, and
in Sydney,
I know,
multicultural.
I know,
a jet setting slut.
You know, sort of had a bit of a play with the guy, and we went into a cubicle together. The moment the door was shut, he went, "So, what are you doing here? You're a celebrity." So, like, and he just started grilling me and asking me all this. "Aren't you embarrassed to be here?" And I was like, "Well, I am now. Will you just shut up?"
There's some special sauna for celebrities? It's just you, Spencer McLaren and Molly Meldrum wandering the halls. And Wes.
I haven't had a recognition thing, but I've been in a clinch with someone, like, you know, in those like super black rooms where you can't see anything. I've been in the clinch with someone.
I'm right here, Toby.
And, you know, some people are distinctive. They've got like a distinctive facial hair or a scar or something. And you know, you've been in a embrace, let's call it that.
Yeah.
And you just think, Bill, is that you?
Oh, my God.
Toby, is that? Whoa, okay, bye, bye, bye. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Wes, I think we've had sex once before at Club 80. I'm sure of it.
We must have.
At least once.
At least. And yes. And if we bring Amel into it, I lose all memory.
Oh, how convenient.
I've had sex with you, Scott and Toby, and we probably all had a foursome. Who knows?
Have you ever had an Amel accident, Wes? Before we go, one last story.
The answer to that would be yes. Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah, go on.
Yes.
Go on.
A cautionary tale for the others.
No, it was actually bloody hilarious. It is one of my only memories. And
he only has four, and this is one of them.
What happened is that I was in the middle of a lovely little... Once again, this was a day ago. I was having, in this great threesome, and it was wonderful. We were all being really manly and, oh, yeah, yep, you know, like, I'm a man, I'm here, I'm anonymous. And then...
Oh, I'm fixing a car with my other hand.
But I was lying down... And the man standing went to hand me this bottle of Amel, and then it spilt onto my face.
Oh, ooh.
And we went from, oh, yeah, to, oh, my God, oh, my God. The lights come up. We sprinted to the bathroom. We're looking in the mirror going, oh, my God, it's in my eyes. Oh, my God. Thankfully, it was stale. So
that is no way to talk about that gentleman. He speaks very highly of you.
But then the funny thing was, then the guy turns to me and go in this, you know, kind of lightly lit toilet, going, "Do you want to get back into it?" And I'm like, "No, the moment has gone."
I'm like a gay phantom of the opera. I can't possibly.
My canvas is ruined.
And now I'm covered in Amel, and my whole entire orifice is loose.
You couldn't sit on a stool for a week. Oh, Wes Snelling, thank you so much for joining us on the Talking Puffy Puffcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wes.
Have fun. Bye.
Big air kisses.
I was overweight and embarrassed to go anyplace. AIDS helped me get back into a size 12. Puffcast.
Now, we are still in the Fitzroy Gardens. It's time for the Carrie Bickmore experience.
Or is it?
Or is it?
We are delving down into the deep issue of internet dating, which is kind of how the young people do what we used to do in the park.
Do you internet date, Reese?
I don't. No, I don't really date. I just watch people.
Get happy.
Okay.
Check out Ms. Havisham on the end of the line. Yeah. I'm just sitting around in my wedding dress waiting for something to drop out on the sky.
Pretty much.
This is Rhys Nicholson, hilarious, our Gen Y correspondent, comedian from Sydney. Now, so what do the young people do on the internet? What's the etiquette nowadays?
Well, I see, the whole internet thing kind of freaks me out a little bit, I think. Like, the whole Grindr thing, I don't even have an iPhone. Mm. It weeds me out. Like, I think the main kind of etiquette that you need to do with that is be picky of where you scan.
Picky?
Well, doesn't that defeat the purpose?
Gay and picky? When have these two things ever been involved with
times
each other?
Times have changed.
You should never scan at home. I think that would be...
In case your dad's in the next room.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's also the last time you want to know your dad's having a secret life.
Yeah. Do you know what I love about Grindr, though, is that because I mean, I have an iPhone, but friends close to me tell me that it scans the immediate area for other people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Typically, the kind of person who's on Grindr, you don't need a computer to suss that they're on the pool, you know?
It creeps me out a little bit. I don't know, it's just weird. Like, I'm on a bus and there's seven people I can penetrate.
On the bright side, if it's a long bus trip, that information could come in handy.
Country Link, there you go.
Yeah.
I forgot to punch my card. Never mind.
There'll be people on the bus. People on the bus going, gosh,
country lick.
That guy in 4B is going to the toilet a lot. He must be sick.
Who knew that the bus from Sydney to Canberra was a beat?
Yeah.
And now, if you flew Qantas, it'd just be all the Stuarts.
Exactly.
Can I tell you, Reese? I was once on a flight with Scott Brennan, and the steward comes up and goes, "Hey, I know you from the Builder's Arms," and we got so smashed by the time we landed because he just kept surreptitiously dropping these mysterious bottles of alcohol out of where we don't know.
What's this fizzing in the bottom of this drink?
Oh, you don't need to drug Scott. No. That's a wasted Rohypnol.
Yeah,
keep
me awake. I'll do more.
Now, we were just talking before. What you probably don't know is before the internet, before the telephones, you know, when you were a zygote.
The 1800s?
Yeah, that's them. We used to pick up on something called passing glances.
Oh.
Which was a column in the back of the gay newspaper, back when it was actually on paper.
And you'd place a little personal ad. If you saw someone on the tram or something, you'd put in a little ad. You know, last Thursday, 86 tram, you were wearing a stripy T-shirt and I was, you know, nude and dilating.
You know, we shared eye contact. Hey, let's meet for coffee.
Just on the off chance that the other person would also be reading this column and you know, sleepless
on
in
the
Seattle
off chance
style.
They could read.
Yeah. And you'd phone them and go, "Hi, I'm slutty and lonely. Me too. Let's hang out."
Yeah.
See, it took so long. It took weeks to hook up. You guys have it instantly now.
Yeah, see, that's it. But there's a downside of it because even with Facebook and stuff, like when I was in Raw last year, which was on TV, Toby Sullivan, and...
I know, I tried my best to stop it, but nothing would work. Nothing would work.
And as soon as it went to air, and I think a lot of the other like guys in the show as well, we just got bombarded on Facebook by... older homosexual gentlemen.
Oh, really?
I'm right here.
You can make as many fake accounts as you want, Toby. I just got like all these really creepy, like, you know, when you add someone on Facebook, you can kind of leave a little message with the ad.
Yeah.
I got ones that were like, the best one just said, "Good to see young, supple gay men on TV."
Supple?
Supple.
What, were you doing backflips during your routine?
And then the best one, because there was...
I've seen you on Raw. You barely walked.
Yeah, no. I was in a wheelchair. there was and the one all it said was, because there's a bit in the set where I'm humping the mic stand.
Yes.
And all the message said was just, "I wish I was that mic stand."
Oh,
and that's all.
God.
Dot, dot, dot.
Maybe it was a fat person. Maybe it's not always about you.
Yes.
Maybe he was just a little hefty. Wow, that's really creepy. I suppose it's true, isn't it? If you've any kind of sort of, you know, public presence or whatever, then people can find you like that and date you whether you like it or not.
Yeah. So did you become friends with these guys?
17 dates later, I've found no one good.
See, we're all safely old, so we don't have to worry about dirty old men thinking that we're still of school
age. We're the dirty old men.
Yeah, I know,
for yourself.
My next fake profile is going to be Reese Nicholson.
Yeah. My next fake profile is going to be Reese Nicholson's mic stand.
Hey. Oh, thank you so much.
I heard he's doing better than me. Yeah, right.
Thank you so much, Reese, for being our Gen Y correspondent.
Thank you, Reese.
And having your finger on the pulse of everyone in your generation.
Depends where the pulse is.
Thanks, Reese.
Big air kisses, darling.
I mean, look at their role models. You know, you've got Britney Spears and her shaved head. Lindsay Lohan looks like something out of Lord of the Rings.
Podcast. Well, it's time for the community notice board down here at the back end of the Talking Movie Podcast.
It was great to talk to Reese, though, wasn't it? Talking to a youngster.
It is.
What is he, 19?
Something like that.
I don't know. There's only two gay ages. Anyway, there's 19 and like 80. So he's 19, and I hope he remains so for many years to come.
Yes. Oh, he'll be. Look, I'm celebrating my second annual 39th birthday next year.
Oh, great.
Now, it is time for Gaydar Profile of the Week, which is...
What have you found us, Adam?
Oh, I have found you a corker.
Really? Has True Love come to visit us here in the studio?
Well, because we were talking just about Reese Nicholson, our Gen Y correspondent, I thought, let's have a look what the Gen Y's put on.
Let's see what the kids reckon.
Yes, great.
Here's one from Manhunt. His name is Sammy _.
Does that mean there's music under it?
No, like, you know, the little line that you put at the bottom.
Oh, yes, okay, right.
No 69, no.
Just Sammy _.
Well, he was obviously interrupted halfway through making his profile.
Yeah.
Well, he's a...
Shit, mum's coming.
He's a 21-year-old bottom from Toorak. He made sure we knew that. And he's on Manhunt, which is, Manhunt's not...
I haven't done Manhunt.
Manhunt's not the site you go to if you like reading or writing. No. It's pretty much, it's like the Fitzroy Gardens that we're in right now, but on the internet.
Yeah.
Right.
It's pretty much a digital beat.
Yeah.
And Sammy, I think Sammy's taking the piss. His profile says, "My profile text must be at least 30 characters long. Is that enough? Generally only interested in guys older than myself."
Well, he's 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much everybody. Although Sammy, you know, to his credit, has many photos of himself shirtless, so we don't really need to care about his lack of personality. No, he could be Taylor Lautner for all we know.
He could be. I don't care about his underscore.
No, Taylor Lautner can't act, but we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So no likes, no dislikes, no...
That is nothing. Like, he actually, that's quite verbose. Compared to that, on Gaydar I found this gentleman. He's a 27-year-old who has... nothing on his profile except a picture of himself.
Let's get down to business.
Yeah.
The fact that he has a large uncut cock.
Oh, let's get down to business.
And the only words on there are his profile name and that short description you have to put under your profile name. His screen name is Milky Juice. And his sentence is, "Milky Juice makes me horny."
So he's into himself. Is that what he's saying?
Well, look, apart from the pedantic detail that a substance can't both be milky and juicy at the same time. So
we got a chemistry lesson from Toby.
So I'm just saying, don't take him to boost. That's all I'm saying. But it doesn't seem like juice bars are on his agenda. Look, I admire you, nameless, shirtless guy.
Yeah.
Milky juice.
We're not here to fuck cats. No. Here's a picture of my tits. Milky juice makes me horny. Any questions? Didn't think so.
End of story. Oh, dearie me. Well, I think it's time to move on to our favourite segment.
Oh, is it time for?
Top or bottom.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
Podcast. Well, it's time for top or bottom. Once again, joining us, Mel Buttle.
Mel, our resident bottom whisperer. She's got an instinct for these things.
You see
a couple and you think to yourself, I wonder who's...
Who does who in that one?
Well, you don't have to wonder because Mel knows.
Mel just sees
through time.
Now,
I consider myself the John Edward, topping over.
Topping over.
Well, Mel, we have a couple for you today. Who would be the top and who would be the bottom out of Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey?
It's happened. You know it's happened.
Yeah.
You know it's happened.
Wow. Okay. That is interesting. It's a tricky one. Practically, these are my theories behind mostly. So, obviously... One would assume that the larger, the Joe Hockey, might be the top. But indeed, you are so wrong.
Really?
Oh, wow. Controversial.
And why is that?
Abbott is the top because it's not gay if you're giving it.
Oh, of course, he would be uncomfortable with himself if he was getting
it. He would be confronted by himself.
You can't be threatened by homosexuals if you're not bending over and scared they're behind you.
If they're facing the other way, you can ignore them.
So the way you see it, Mel, Tony comes out of the surf of a morning, trots back to his Gold Coast cabana, finds Joe, and then gives it a now who's on Sunrise? That's
exactly right. Exactly right. I think hockey's the bender overer.
That is a technical gay term that we use.
That's the term. He's a big chubby boy.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot more you can do with him when he's over the desk because he's just
Tony Abbott clearly likes to ride the wave, if you know what I mean. So
look, I got to agree with you, Mel. Being Joe hockey-sized myself does not lend itself to being particularly active in any part of your life.
Well, there's a scoop. You heard it first. Yeah. When it comes to leadership spills, Tony's on top.
Tony's on top. Thank you so much once again, Mel Buttle.
Thank you.
See you, Mel.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Poofcast. And, of course, because it is, time for our...
We need to be inclusive.
Yeah.
We need to be inclusive of our lesbian lady friends.
Diversity corner. So
diversity corner. Let's cross to our lesbian correspondent, Adam.
Yes, here's Bitsy.
Really?
Oh. Oh, no.
What a bitch. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Wow.
I cannot believe they're now charging $2.50 for pool at the Glass House. That is devastating.
She did make some really salient points, though.
Yeah,
that's true. Kirsty is rubbish at indoor cricket.
Yeah. Really thought-provoking. Thanks, Bitsy.
We are going to get a lot of emails.
Oh,
If you want to complain about Bitsy, a lesbian correspondent.
We'll be able to filter the lesbian complaint emails out because they'll all come from a .org address.
Yeah. It's a poofcast at talkingpoofy.com.au. I've been the fabulous Adam Richard.
I've been the equally fabulous Scott Brennan.
And I've been the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Oh, we will talk to you in the next poofcast where we have, oh my God, an exclusive.
No.
Oh, are you excited?
Yes.
We're going to be speaking to someone who writes for DNA magazine.
People write for DNA magazine?
I know.
How exciting is
words
that?
Words in that
theme. I know. I had no idea.
You learn something every day.
It'll be an expose. That's next time on the Poofcast.
Leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Poofcast.